أنتم مع SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى آخر إصداراتنا بودكاست الهوية.
أجبرته جائحة كورونا على اكتشاف مواهبه الدفينة في الإخراج. الممثل الأسترالي من أصول لبنانية فراس ديراني استغل فرصة الإغلاق خلال الجائحة وبقائه مع والديه ليوثق حياة والده في فيلم قصير. وفي حديث له مع الزميلة سيلفا مزهر حول هذا الفيلم قال ما يلي:
It was the pandemic, right? The world shut down and you were oppressed and you had nowhere to go. I had no job, I had no money. So I still want to be creative. I was living with them and I thought to myself, you know what? This is the only time I'm going to be able to I've always wanted to shoot these amazing stories and like put real Lebanese people on screen and celebrate them. Okay. Do you understand?
And not
celebrate them a little bit, like give them a voice.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yes, yes.
And I said, this is the only time I'm going to be able to point this camera at them. And then from then, I directed a documentary about my old man, about Baba. And it's gone around the world. It's gone to two Chicago film festivals, and it's gone to the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, the Perth Revelation Film Festival, and there's another... a few other, there's like 6-7 festivals that's been accepted in, and it's won some awards. It's 8 minutes long, and I'm just really proud of it. And it tells a story about my dad, and it's not like pity. No, there's no pity party. It's just a really simple, told, beautiful story.
Right,
because the circumstances he was sent at such an early age that it feels like because he wasn't sent and he wasn't educated like his brothers and sisters, so I feel like I'm kind of living. He's sent me to school. He sent me to acting school. He gave me the best.
He gave you what he didn't have.
What he didn't have, and now I'm gonna try to do the best that I can to spread the love and spread
his story
and our story. So it's screening across 6 film festivals at the moment.
At the moment, okay.
It's on Vimeo, but I'm gonna release it on YouTube.
Okay.
Because I can't release it on YouTube yet because of the film festivals.
Yes.
So its home will be on YouTube.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's only 8 minutes, but it's... It's like...
Beautiful.
You know, it's like, we need more of that.
What name you chose for this movie?
Baba. Yeah, simple.
And so Lebanese.
And so Lebanese.
True.
It connects.
So true. And I don't know, maybe it opened... A new career path for you, this movie?
Inshallah. Hopefully. I mean, direction is so different to acting.
Okay.
As a director, you have more vision, you have more power. You can set the narrative, right? We were talking about framing, like, as you get older, and especially I've been in my industry for 25 years now.
Exactly.
The reason why it changes and evolves, because you start seeing how these producers and writers want to frame a certain nationality, in what story and what characters they can play. So it changes the way you kind of approach the art, because you're like, okay, I get, we can play the doctors as well, and the lawyers and the CEOs, but we're not the CEOs, right? But you want to keep us here. So when like our kids are watching it, I'll play that guy. So it keeps us at a numbed. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this takes a long time, zoom out, you look at it,
nice,
and it changes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So that's why this is important, so we have writers and producers and actors behind the camera, so we can set the pace and the story of how we want to be perceived.
وقد كان السيد فراس من بين الحضور في مهرجان ميراث العاشر، حيث جعلته الأغاني التي قدمها الأطفال باللغة العربية يستحضر لغته الأم ويرجع إلى ذكريات طفولته وسر تعلقه بتراثه اللبناني المتأصل في دمه، بحيث قال:
I was practicing when I was watching all the performers and the performances. I was actually, all the Arabic was coming back to me. أمي, she got me a tutor. in year seven. And I had a teacher in year seven and eight, and I would go to high school, and I'd come back, and I would have a two-hour lesson like three times a week of learning Arabic. Yeah.
لكن فينا نحكي شوي عربي.
أنا من بعلبك. أمي بي من بعلبك من كسرنبة. وبي إجا أستراليا سنة 67 بالسفينة. On a boat. It took him six weeks to get here. And he was the first Durrani here. He was the eldest of 10 kids. And he was sent to work. My grandfather sent him to work at the age of seven, and he left there and he built. You know, he came over here, and now we're here.
Firaz, بس كتير بيتسألوا إن people who are born هون خلقانين هون شو هالسر هالconnection شو سر how you feel so connected.
How we feel connected. It's probably because of my upbringing, and it depends on the parents. That's a kind of a wild stab, but Ummi, you know, she loved the music, she loved Fadel, she still sings now, and you know, when I anjad the culture, musiqa Lebanon, yani that's what makes me ana ani Australia, ani yani I was born here,
exactly.
But what pushes me forward, what kind of fundamentally mm-hmm. yani bit engines me mm-hmm. yani yeah my blood
yes.
you know yani الحقيقه يعني.
كما وجه السيد فراس رساله الى اطفال المهرجان مستذكرا حادثه طريفه عندما كانت امه تجبره على الاداء على المسرح امام الناس لنستمع اليها.
بتقول لي لازم هلا تروح ولازم ترقص هلا، اذا مش رح ترقص رح يعطيك كف ورح تروح. كنت فزعني يعني يعني قد ما كنت فزعان.
That's a typical Lebanese mother.
قد ما كنت فزعان كنت اقول له ايه يا ماما ايه رح ارقص ورح اغني ورح اعمل لك مثل ما بدك. So but that's هلا شو كان عم اقول يعني عم احكي لهم للاولاد انه رح يكون في فزع is part of it, fear is part of it, but it's about the transformation of fear and using that fear to push you forward. Fear will never disappear.
الفنان الشاب فراس ديراني.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.